Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be with us.
Be with us.
There's a lot of people talking out of their butt.
He is right about that. It's amazing, man. Isn't it really amazing how the first 6 weeks of the season we heard really not much?
No, we
from
heard
the
not.
People nationally. Exactly. They're done. It's over. That kind of stuff.
They're cooked.
And the minute everybody realizes they are still the best team in the NFL, it's immediately right back to the referees.
No. Rank the five best teams in the NFL right now. Manti Te'o.
Yeah.
Chiefs, five.
Yeah, he got catfished on that one, I'm sure.
Although I do sneakily like the Seahawks. They are a very quiet,
yep.
good team.
Nobody's paying attention to them. Nobody ever pays attention.
Number two in the league in scoring. Possibly the offensive player of the year in JSN.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Darnold telling you that Kevin O.C. fixed me and I can go be somebody else somewhere else. One of the best running back duos that we don't talk about.
For sure.
Charbonnet and Kenny Walker. And yet
Cooper Kupp still good.
He just got his first touchdown, but doesn't need to do that when he's got JSN on the field.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like Seahawks.
Well, that's kind of a great role, too. I mean, that's the Juju Smith-Schuster role here, or the Hollywood Brown role here,
yep.
right? You don't need to make those big plays, but, right. you know, people have these you know, perceptions of what people should be doing out on the field. Everybody should have 100 yards a game and two touchdowns. Well, it just doesn't work that way. I mean, the best teams don't have that. Really, I would take a stat sheet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Like we've seen the last 2 weeks for the Chiefs with 9 guys getting a target against the Jags and 8 guys getting a target against Detroit. I love that. I think that's the best way to go out there and win football games. It's not sexy for a lot of people. I don't really care. I think it's the best way to win a game because as a defense, you're constantly guessing. You just don't know where it's going to go. And you have that advantage on offense. They guess Juju Smith-Schuster, Hollywood Brown. They guess Hollywood Brown, you hit Rice. I mean, it's pretty wild to be able to do something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have guys like, you know, the Ravens. Derrick Henry's on the field. Okay, they're going to run the ball. That's not a thing with the Chiefs. You don't know what they're going to do no matter what the personnel is.
Right. That's a great point. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Oh, that guy's in, so you know where the ball is going right now. They've got 9 guys that they can put into the game from a skill position standpoint, maybe even more if you factor in all 3 running backs that can get out there and make plays for you. And so that's what makes them so, you know, dynamic and so scary right now. And when people resort to the penalties and they resort to the non-football stuff to start criticizing the Chiefs, that means they're at their wit's end. They just don't know what else to say because they just look at this Chiefs team. They go, they just find ways all the time. And that's the makeup of a true champion. No matter what the situation is and no matter how bad it looks, they find a way to win. They find a way to pull it out. They find a way to take care of business and get it done. And the rest of the league is now officially sensing that. They got a big whiff of that over the weekend against Detroit. Remember when that cow took a fart up there in Iowa and the whole city smelled for two days? Brutal. That's the NFL right now. They're all smelling the Chiefs' farts going, oh, God, they're back.
I love it.
I do, too. I think it's great.
I think it's awesome.
It's fantastic. I couldn't be a happier kid today, I'll tell you, man. Smelling all those farts.
Chiefs in this game against the Raiders, that's a check. They were favored by 11.5. They're already line is out in 2 weeks against Washington, according to DraftKings. They are 4.5-point favorites against the Commandos. And then the game after that, I did a little bit of research. I don't know the site that if I trust it or not. It was like Odds Maker or something like that. It had the Buffalo Bills, 2.5-point favorites. They're on a bye this week. I think if the Chiefs do go out and hammer the Raiders and they show everybody what they can be with this receiver group now with Rashee Rice healthy, I think we will see a lot of line changing.
That could be a pick 'em.
So like right now, if you're, you know, a conservative bettor and you can future bet it, you would take the Kansas City Chiefs and the points. You'd be like, okay, 2.5-point advantage in Buffalo. All right. Now again, this game is in Buffalo. So let's not forget that.
And it is the regular season when Buffalo plays their best.
So I don't necessarily think that Buffalo will be underdogs. But I'm not far from saying that Mac's right, saying it's a pick 'em, but I could see this game being 1.5 Buffalo favored, which is kind of a pick 'em game. Like I mean, at that point you just take the Chiefs on the money line, which would probably be like 105 plus 105. Buffalo minus 105. So in that case, you would, you know, take the more extreme bet, I guess. You would take the Chiefs on the money line. In fact, if you think the Chiefs are going to win right now, find any sort of site that has it available and just take the Chiefs on the money line. If they are 2.5-point underdogs in this game and you believe in this team.
No, they're going to win in Buffalo this year. I mean, they're going to go up there. Like, it is, as Jay was kind of talking about, that revenge tour, you know? Like, and I don't want to use the term revenge tour or anything like that, but it's like the get 'em tour. We're going to go out there and destroy you now. We have that opportunity and ability to do so. We really haven't had that over the last couple of years, the ability to go out there and just punch somebody in the goiter and leave them for dead. And I think that's exactly what we're going to do, you know, up in Buffalo. And then Buffalo goes, the Chiefs won their regular season Super Bowl. Okay, go back to your homes. Seriously, go back home.
But yeah, so like, because the duo that's going to be moving forward with this Kansas City Chiefs team is going to be Rice and Worthy. Like, how are you going to pick which side? And there's going to be other guys that fill their role as well. And we've seen, you know, Mahomes and Kelsey. Well, as Kelsey rides off into the sunset, so we think, there's going to be, you know, the new duo of the team. And since Mahomes is just going to be alpha and he's actually got a receiver room, it's hard to say, well, it's Mahomes and Rice or it's Mahomes and Worthy or it's whatever. It's probably, you know, two receivers or, you know, in Detroit, a lot of people are probably like, love Montgomery and Gibbs. That's my duo. Yeah. And, you know, Seattle, they're going Charbonnet and Walker. Like, that's my guys. And for the Royals many years, it was, you know, Salvi and Kane,
yeah,
right? It was that duo.
Yeah.
Is there a new favorite duo in Kansas City that you currently have?
It was funny because this, you ever follow Today in Sports on X, formerly Twitter, right? They had the perfect combinations. Batman and Robin, peanut butter and jelly, Jordan and Pippen. And so I quote tweeted, said, Travis and Patrick. And they put the googly eyes, you know, like, oh, that's a good one, right? And so, like, if you were going to look at, like, maybe the perfect combination, the best future duos here in Kansas City, it could be either on parking lot. And if you don't think there is a future duo out there, I think that's fair to say as well. But I'm going to go with kind of an off-the-ball one, one that I want to see. Noel Williams and Trent McDuffie be the next duo in Kansas City.
I like that. Hell yeah. Just lock down
just
corners.
Just lock it down.
Yes.
Enough. We're done here. We're not throwing for any more yards. Yep. We're not giving you any more touchdowns. We're going to dominate on offense. We're going to kick your ass on defense. 35-0. Give me Noel Williams and Trent McDuffie as the new duo here in Kansas City.
Give me wide receiver tantrums every Sunday. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I mean.
Yeah, give me Ja'Marr Chase whining. Give me A.J. Brown crying. Love it. Love it. That's a great one. Dustman, I know you've got an answer here.
Yeah, it's no surprise. I'm holding on to this one as long as I'm
as you should
breathing in the air. I want it to be Bobby and Cags. Cags clearly has started to adopt this community from things that we've seen going to Art of Sports and helping them out with autos and cards and stuff like that, going to his first Chiefs game. This past Sunday and, you know, kind of embodying that. I know it was a rough year for the rookie and for the young man. And obviously we look at Nick Kurtz and we're like, well, why can't he be that? That was one of the best rookie baseball seasons we've seen in a long time.
Because the kid wasn't ready to come up and they forced him up and that was terrible on him. I wish he had the whole year in the minor leagues and we were getting ready to start next year with him.
And I hope that, you know, it turns around because it'll be really fun in the future to see Bobby Wood Jr. hit second and Jack Caglione hit third, to where if that power and that, you know, that match happens and Bobby Witt continues to just be Bobby Witt, because I don't know if you saw all the baseball awards, best shortstop, second best player, top five player in the game, all this sort of stuff. Bobby's there. Bobby's arrived. Bobby's own rent. He has a mortgage in the MLB or in MLB where he stands. And if Cash can be that guy, which brings a lot, he's got the appeal, the size, the power, the Riz, all that sort of stuff built up, that could be a fun combo at 2 and 3.
It could be. And like I said, I really wish he didn't play last year. I think that's ruined the buzz for a lot of people. But you say, I'm not giving up hope, nor should you give up hope. It was one bad rookie year in baseball.
Guy.
I mean, you can't. If you are looking at Cags' performance last year as a fan and saying, well, he's not any good, you're misreading baseball, man. This happens. Not everybody comes up and is a star right away. Ask the Hall of Famer. He was not that good when he came back up for the first time, right? And had to learn how to play at the big league level. It is a tough sport to learn. But because they didn't have any production from the outfield, they had to force him up here. I blame the organization for Cags' failures this year more than I blame Cags.
Just give me Cags and Bobby, baby, for the next six. I know that I'm hard.
You beat me to it, damn it.
I know that I'm hard.
Who's on your list, Mac?
I'll take the offensive side to what you're doing. You got the corners. I'll take the receivers. Give me Rice and Worthy, man. Let's have the next Chase Higgins, Smith, Brown, whatever you want to do. I think these guys complement each other so well from a skill set type, and we're starting to see this whole wide receiver room, but those two as well, these guys like each other. They have a really good chemistry. They don't care. All right, you have 100 yards this week. I'll have 100 yards this week.
It's unique.
That's,
it's different.
It is.
Doesn't
unique.
Happen.
Does not happen, man. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith don't have that.
No.
A.J. Brown wants to be the guy. Ja'Marr Chase wants to be the guy. He's going to complain if he doesn't get the ball. That's not going to happen here.
No, that's the best way to operate, too. And that's why the Chiefs, again, are so successful. Most of these wide receivers have egos, right? We know that. We see that all over. If you can get a group of wide receivers that's, like, working for everybody else instead of themselves, But that's the culture in Kansas City. That's the culture that Andy Reid has created. That's the culture that Patrick Mahomes has enacted. And that's why this team is good. It's not because of the refs. They do the small things. They do the little things. They do the right things all the time. And they're always focused on the prize. Vermeil always used to say the main thing is the main thing, and it was the Super Bowl trophy. And if you keep your eyes focused on that, and that's the main thing that you're looking at all the time, you're going to be a very successful franchise. When you start worrying about your individual numbers, that's when things really dissipate.
EGE?
No doubt about it.
I did like the tweet that they put 1 + 4 = 5
Love
yesterday.
That
was really good. Woo! Yeah.
Let's go.
Chiefs 35-0 coming up on the other side.
I don't think they're going to be stopping at 35 this week.
Oh, we're going to get a new score, 42-0 Coming up on the other side, we get the feeders at the top and the feeders at the bottom. It's Max Pack and Bob's Bottom Feeders on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. It's time for Max Pack.
That's right, baby. It's Wednesday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. That's cool. A lot of people hating on Cags. Love it, baby. Love it. Oh, bye now. Bye now.
You can't hate on a rookie baseball player. No. You really can't. Again, it's the organization's fault, in my opinion, why he didn't have success this year. Not his fault. He wasn't ready to come up. They didn't have any bats. They needed to bring him up. They rushed him up to the big league level. He was not ready. Do not hold that against him.
You want to give somebody the month off?
Yeah.
Jay Beagley told us to play this audio set. Text line said, that's the last thing Mark Sanchez.
Take the year. You know what? You know what? Once Halloween's over, which is coming up very fast, we're in the tail end of the year. The holidays are here. People stop working. I'm going to give you the rest of the year off just for that one right there, man. That was outstanding.
The last thing Mark Sanchez.
God.
Back it up, Terry.
I mean, still, we talked about it yesterday, I know, but imagine being that poor dude trying to do your terrible job of emptying grease traps, and you got this buffoon coming up to you trying to attack you as he's trying to run wind sprints in an alley.
Oh, boy.
Oh, when will he be back on TV?
Never. He'll be with Barstool in about 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
It's great. He's only 38.
I know. I thought he was older than that, too. Like, yeah, I thought he was closer to my age,
he
honestly.
He could still be playing quarterback.
He could be. I mean, you're seeing the Icy Hot Bowl that's coming up on Thursday night, right, with Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
Yeah, who was it that said that?
It was one of the linebackers for the Steelers. I forget who it was.
That's great.
Was it Cam Hayward that said it?
That's who it was. It was Cam Hayward.
Oh, nice.
Icy Hot Bowl, you're right. And then Rodgers with no personality. Well, there's that. Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Now, Rodgers is out there now complaining about the field surface at his stadium.
Gotcha.
Because Pittsburgh plays there, and he doesn't think the college should be allowed to play on the field because it's ruining the field. So we don't want turf fields. We want grass fields. We want grass fields that nobody plays on. Got it. So we want a brand new, perfect grass surface for every game that is going to take place in the NFL.
That's right.
Okay.
Before we get into Max Pack and Bob's Bottom Feeders, I want to give a little update on what is.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Quickly, before we get to Max Pack and Bob's Bottom Feeders, we get into our Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question. With Rasheed Rice coming back, we ask you, what's your favorite rice? Or what is the best rice? On the Fan 965 Twitter poll, white rice, Spanish rice, combination fried rice, cilantro lime rice. The leader in the clubhouse, combination fried rice at 44.5%, cilantro lime rice at 27.7%. Last place, white rice, as it should be.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It does.
It needs something.
That's why we turn it into fried rice.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right.
I voted for Spanish rice. I love me some Spanish rice.
I voted cilantro lime.
I have not voted yet, but I will be voting for fried rice.
Yeah, there you go. The combination fried rice. Yeah.
Not the lichen cilantro lime rice.
I mean, it's a close. It's up there, man. Would there be a Rice that we didn't mention that you'd vote above the
four? Well, see, that's I was going to ask that, and I'm glad you did. Have people started to comment, where's, you know,
well, somebody said, well, yeah. Somebody said in the text, risotto is the obvious answer, but since it's not on there.
Risotto is something you go out for. Like, that's absolutely one thing. Like you can make most of the stuff you want at home. Risotto is an absolute going out meal. Go to Jasper's, get you some risotto.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, I didn't know he had it.
I don't know that he does either, but I just said that he did. So, Jay, you better have some risotto on the menu.
I was just saying, like, damn, I'll go there today, dude. I am for risotto, dude.
May swing by for some risotto and strawberry pie with the Ooh. Godfather this week, okay?
Hello, America. Can't make it up. Max Pack, go ahead, Mac.
All righty. Let's start at number five. It's the Detroit Lions. I could put them higher, but they're number five. And we'll get to the four above them that I think are better and the reasons why. But we know why Detroit's good, right? They can run the ball. Jared Goff's solid when he's given time. Dan Campbell's proven himself as a head coach. That defense can fly around when Trey Hendrickson's not, you know, shoving people 2 seconds too late.
Who?
Trey Hendrickson.
You've been with me too long. It's Aiden Hutchinson. Whoever thought I would be the guy correcting the name?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's keep going. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at number four. A lot of people are up in arms that he is not the MVP lead. What I will say to you is that's fine. Maybe right now, if the season ended today, he would probably win the award. These odds are projections, right?
Yeah,
these
right,
odds
yeah.
are based on projections, based on what you think will happen. Mahomes is going to win more games, right? He's going to win this division, and he's playing at an MVP level.
And they also know where to get money on both sides. Vegas wants to get a 50-50 yeah. split on each side, so they know what they're doing, yeah. They know people are going to put money on Mahomes.
They're not going to stick Baker Mayfield at -115. No one's going to bet on him. And if they make Mahomes +600, everyone's going to make a lot of money because he is going to be the MVP this year. Tampa Bay, though, incredible offense, even without their guys. Mike Evans may be back this year. Or maybe back this week. We'll see about Igbuka, Chris Godwin.
I'd
out
like
for a
to
few
see
weeks.
What it looks like this week.
That's fair.
Igbuka was there for the first half.
Yep.
And Baker did rally.
Good point, Dusty.
But I want to see it this week.
Who's the OC down there in Tampa? Do we know?
It was Liam Cohen.
I can't remember his name. Yeah, because it's new. Yeah, that they play the Lions Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a really, really fun game. Their OC, Josh Grizzard.
Never heard of him. I mean, don't people eat chicken grizzards?
Mm. He
like you fry the grizzards?
Oh, yeah. Love grizzards. Previously coached at Duke University.
Oh, wow. Great.
He's got some track record.
So, what is he, 25, 6 years old, never experienced life and calling plays
Actually,
without his...
He looks a little older. Look, maybe 40s. I can look up.
Because Bowles isn't a defensive guy. Mm-hmm. So, that's why I asked who the coordinator was. You got all week, though, to prepare.
You're right. 35. He's young.
But we'll see.
You have a busted defense. So you kind of... A busted offense versus a busted defense...
I'll take the offense on that one, yeah.
So number four, the Bucs. They've been able to fight through that stuff just like the Chiefs have. Number three, the Bills. I am worried about this defense officially. Like Bob's been mentioning since week one, that is on high alert. But who else is good in the AFC, honestly? I mean, it's the Chiefs and it's the Bills. Josh Allen's...
I can't buy a Daniel Jones-led team.
Are the Colts... The Colts are regular season good.
Yeah.
I don't know if in January, like, I don't...
They have the best point differential in the NFL.
I know, yep. It's crazy.
It
like
is.
They're
because we give Seattle is Seattle and the Colts are they the same team?
I like Seattle better. I like their quarterback better.
Tied with the Colts in point differential. By the way, did you see what the point differential is for the Cincinnati Bengals this year?
What?
-80.
Oh, my God.
Golly.
I mean, we said that, though, going into the year, their defense stunk, and nobody did anything about it. So I don't want to hear people in Cincinnati complaining.
Yeah.
Number three, the Bills. Number two, the Rams. I like this team, even without Puka Nacua questionable. Like, I think he'll be back this season. Uh-huh. He may be back this week. I am a little
Matthew
scared.
Stafford is sticking it up my ass, isn't
he's,
he?
He's.
I don't know if you can stay healthy.
The guy had a neck injury at the beginning of the year, and nobody was talking about it. It's a legit worry.
It's like a back injury. And they're like, I don't know if you can stay. We thought it was weakened at Bernie's and Rams camp.
Yeah.
Hold my beer, you idiot radio host. Here's Matthew Stafford.
Top five quarterback, top five coach, top five wide receiver duo, top five defense, frankly, right now. I know I said yesterday there's not any elite defenses. I would still stand by that, but this is one that'll fly around that can rush the passer with four guys. Not many teams can do that. I've been begging for us to be able to do that, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't change our ranking, number
Kyron's
one.
Sick.
Kyron Williams is...
He's good.
He's really good.
He's really good at catching and everything. He's like, what, third in receiving yards for running back behind McCaffrey and... Why do I not know who the second is? But either way, I think it's like top three.
So here's the thing with those two teams. You mentioned Seattle and the Rams. Even in the NFL, West Coast teams get slept on, man. because I think people are sleeping on the Rams. Nobody's talking about the Rams as well as you just did, right? You look up Good Morning Football. They're interviewing Tampa guys. They're interviewing, you know, East Coast type stuff. I mean, that's, I know it's early in the morning. I get that. But nobody's talking about Seattle. Nobody's really talking about the Rams.
No, that whole NFC West is actually, well, it was a couple weeks ago. The Cardinals have gone down and the 49ers are screwed now. So it's really just the Rams and the Seahawks. But yeah, they're fun out there in the NFC West. That was my Super Bowl pick, was Chiefs and Rams. And number one is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Homer.
Easy.
The best team in the
best
NFL.
Best team in the NFL. And I don't know how close it is. Yeah, I don't think it's close right now.
I'm with you, and I am a homer.
Did they just get somebody back this week that's pretty
who,
pretty
the
good?
Chiefs? Yeah. Some receiver or something. I don't know.
How many injuries are they battling?
Well, none now, right?
Not, well, I mean, the Simmons situation.
Hey,
I'm not opening my thighs, please. So, my bottom feeders we'll get to.
Yes.
Coming in at number five on the list, the Buffalo Bills. They have now lost two in a row. Their defense stinks. Their quarterback can't win a big game. They have no offensive weapons of which to speak. Their coach wears fake rec specs, female glasses, or whatever the hell
they
he had on the other
by
day.
The way, $12.
Yeah,
oh, there you
exactly.
Go.
So, so the Buffalo Bills come in at number five on my bottom feeders this week. Coming in at number four, the Browns are on that list. They're making everybody available except for Myles Garrett, so they've got to be on that list at number four.
Boy, they can see. You're a happy landlord with them. They pay their rent every week.
They really
on
do.
Time.
Yep, they really do.
Every Wednesday at 7:25, they're paying. They're
Browns,
at the front door.
They're right there. The Dolphins coming in at number three this
another
week.
One.
Another great, you know, just pay your rent. You're there. Thank you very much. Number two, the Tennessee Titans are number two this week. Even though they fired their coach, they still were able to get a win. And the New York Jets may be the most disarrayed football team I think I've ever witnessed. I mean, every day it's something more. Now you got Aaron Glenn out there saying that he should have switched quarterbacks and all this kind of stuff. I mean, like, they're 0-6 with a coach that just doesn't have a clue.
Gosh, you can't say that, man. I should have switched.
Well, I'm paraphrasing. It was one of those. I could have done some things differently.
Yeah.
And looked, you know, that type of stuff.
Sounds
but.
A lot like...
I mean, I don't know. Aaron Glenn may be the next guy fired. I don't know who's going to be the next coach fired. There's something about Miami that tells me that guy may last longer than we think. I think it's the
Agreed.
Quarterback now. I think they're going to run his ass out of town.
I don't think they can. Looked at his contract. He's got a $90 million dead cap next season.
Oh, my God.
After that, yeah, they have to keep him on the team next year.
He
but after that, they can get out.
How can he blow an Achilles?
Well, ask Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Field surface.
Go to the Jets
stadium. Oh, my God. So they got to stick with him for at least one more year.
One more season.
At least on the roster.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I wouldn't allow that from impacting me. If there's a quarterback that you love out there in the draft, whoever that may be this year, it ain't Manning. Maybe it's, you know, the guy who's already in Miami.
Yeah,
I mean
Carson Beck.
Arch is coming around.
He had a good game last
he
week.
He did have a good game last week.
Probably the second biggest game of the year for them.
And again, I don't think he's going to come out of the draft this year. I really
don't.
I really don't.
God, no, he's not coming out of the draft. No.
Yeah, he did okay in the Red River.
Yeah, he was good in that game. Yeah. I was actually impressed. I was waiting for him to fall, you know, on his face, and he never did.
Because I was watching that Mizzou game the whole day, and then I flipped over Red River, and I was like, "Whoa, Texas in the victory formation? Arch Manning did what?
Wow." Arch.
Got a good 22-6 or something like that. Final score.
Got a good Saturday this Saturday, baby.
Yeah, we do.
Tennessee, Bama, and Ole Miss and Georgia.
Old Mississippi taking on Georgia in a battle between the hedges down south,
and a battle between the coaches and calories. Let's get into one word.
Yeah.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin. Well, we segued it perfectly. Let's start with Lane Kiffin and Kirby Smart. Lane Kiffin was asked about, you know, their coaching tactics, how they run around the sidelines a lot. And the reporter was like, well, you probably both burn a lot of calories. Who burns more? This is what Lane Kiffin had to say.
Off the wall question. You and Kirby, two most, probably some of the more demonstrative coaches on the field. Who do you think burns more calories in a game? Your anth?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Thank you.
I walked by the TV and saw his press conference today, so it doesn't look like he's burned too many calories.
He couldn't wait to get that joke out.
He loved saying that.
He loved that joke. I wouldn't be surprised if he asked that guy to ask a question about that just so he could get in that zinger, right? Fun. That's what sports should be. fun. People are going to get offended. If you're getting up this morning, putting your get offended pants on, take them off. That's nothing to be offended about. That was fun. And I hope Kirby Smart fires back at him. At least my daughter dates somebody on my team. You know, something like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, rivalry, smack talk, all that sort of stuff. You know, it's not like he said he was a fat ass. It's not like he said anything like that. He just said he's not. Doesn't look like he's wearing too many. And Kirby's probably sitting there watching going, ah, Lane, all right.
All right.
All right, well. Here we go.
And he said he walked by the TV. No, you were watching his press conference. It's okay to say that.
Now Kirby Smart can fire back with, like, well, at least I'm not going through a midlife crisis.
You know, like,
exactly. Like, I mean,
we got to get a fire back from Kirby today, right? You I got hope. To.
And I hope he doesn't take it too harsh.
No, he, I know.
I know. Absolutely, I know he will.
He will, you say?
Oh, Kirby Smart will.
Oh, yeah. He wears a visor, right?
Of course. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. He's taking that personally.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll comment on it either. He'll wait till they win, and then he'll say something super petty after the game.
After the game, yeah.
Go eat a salad, loser.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that makes cool. sense. It's not funny anymore. Not the only people clapping back in college football. Brent Venables on playing in the SEC and it being a one-possession league. Quote, this isn't the old Big 12 days where Oklahoma destroys everybody every single week except one game of the year. Big 12 Conference, their admin on Twitter, formerly known as X, tweeted, Coach Venables lost 8 conference games in his 2 seasons in the Big 12.
I love it. It was great. We need more of that. Savage is the one word. That was a beautiful tweet by the conference. Way to go, Big 12.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
About time the Big 12 is fighting for themselves. You know, for so many years and decades, they were just pushed over by everybody else. They hired that new commissioner down there who used to run the WWE, and now they're fighting back. I like that. What's his name? Brent Venables, the commissioner of the Big 12 or something like that? But fire back at Oklahoma. How's that working out for you?
Yeah.
Little cojones.
Yeah, there's my word.
There you go.
Balls.
Yeah.
That's what that takes, man. Like, nothing's going to happen to you. Somebody's going to write an article. Somebody's going to tweet it. It's going to start a little bit of an S storm, and why not? The best news is talked about news. Like, you don't want to be quiet.
Yeah, it's
stand
great.
Up, stand your ground.
It's about time the Big 12, though, is fighting back because they've been a doormat for so long. Just let everybody push them around. We're taking this team and we're taking that. Okay, we'll go get USF. Okay, we'll look at Rice. Okay. Finally, the Big 12's got some balls.
We got pretty heated about the referees earlier. Chris Long got a little heated about PFF grades. This was him on his podcast.
Mm.
Get Mahomes quarterback 13 of 32 off my television screen. We're talking about legislation, what our kids shouldn't see at school, what they shouldn't be learning about. Like, should we have political ads on television? I want the PFF scores off the TV as bad as I want political ads off the television because, like, God forbid there's somebody watching the game who doesn't know who Patrick Mahomes is.
Right.
They're going to be badly misguided, brother. 13th best quarterback in the league? I mean, if I was not Nandy, and maybe he earned it this year, but I would sue. I'd be in Chris Collinsworth's backyard, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be at the window.
Look, I was there first with all this PFF nonsense, and everybody's coming around how they're garbage. Semi-pro football out of focus was not a term that I just made up for bleep's sake. It's because it's lies, it's deceit, it's misinformation. I couldn't agree with that guy, Chris Long, any more than what he said, because he's right. If you're looking at these grades, sorry, you don't know what you're looking at, because that does not describe what's happening out there on the field. Love it by Chris Long. My number one word is agree.
My one word would be tenacious, right? There's many examples he uses to what they're trying to do and the propaganda that they're trying to say that Mahomes is this, all that. Then why is he leading the league in MVP, predictions?
But he's only the 13th best quarterback.
Sure. All right. Well,
what 12 are you taking over Patrick if you're starting a team?
13 seems to be a popular number here in Kansas City. So, yeah, kiss it.
Yeah, PFF can suck it. They gave Josh Allen a better grade for that last game than Mahomes on Sunday night.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go. That's all you need to know, man.
I didn't need to know that.
How many interceptions did Patrick Mahomes throw on Sunday?
0.
How many did Josh Allen throw?
2, okay. Right?
And he got a better grade?
It was like that, or like 1 point. They were right there. It was like 75 and 76, mm-hmm. And I can't remember if he was 76, but like they were even. They were calling that a wash.
That was Carrington. Yeah. Semi-pro football out of focus. Wash! Yeah, if you're still looking at pro football focus stats and using that to grade players, that's antiquated, man. You're in the Stone Age.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't start Patrick Mahomes this week because he's the 13th best quarterback in fantasy.
That's exactly right.
Start Geno Smith because he's 11th.
He's ranked higher.
I don't know why my team can't win.
because you're starting a bunch of losers. But Chris Collinsworth is nerd's son said I should. I'm Jack Collinsworth.
PFF even knows this guy's good. Puka Nacua, this was him on the sidelines of their game last week against the Ravens. They were kind of struggling to score. They ended up winning 17-3, but this was him in the middle of the game trying to get his team hype.
Hey, 44 playing. Come here. Get the ball past the 30. We're scoring touchdowns. No more than field goal. We're running two. We're putting the offense ball in our hands, and we're making plays, all right?
Come on.
We got it. I know we failed it.
Come on.
What the are we doing?
Come on.
Straight that extra second, bro. We're better than this. We get the ball inside. We want to spike that. We want to dance. Earn the right to dance.
Let's go.
Earn the right to dance. Come on.
End zone, baby.
Come on.
Leader. That's the one word you use there.
Mm-hmm.
Is his kicker like Harry, too? Got to get inside the 30 to make sure you got a chance.
I'm shocked. I didn't know that was what Puka was bringing.
I didn't know he was that fiery.
It's awesome, dude.
I did not know, A, that was his voice. I didn't know, B, that was his sort of passion. So I will be shocked. I mean, I'm shocked, man, because that's Puka with a broken leg, baby.
Yeah, seriously.
Not a broken leg, but, like, I haven't seen
what
his – I don't know what his IL destination could be or what his games missed could be. I know, obviously, it's Wednesday of the new week, so we'll start to get more and more information around 3 o'clock from all the insiders in the league. But damn, that's awesome, man. Sign me up, dude.
Yeah, dude. Goosebumps for sure. And then baseball happened last night. Dodgers won.
Told you.
Another 3-2. Muncy into center field. Frelick turns and runs. That ball's deep. Frelick jumps. And it is up and out of here. Max Muncy.
Dodgers now up 2-0 in the NLCS against the Brewers. 5-1 was the score.
Golf is my one word because this is par for the course.
Yeah. No
nice.
Kidding.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Gonna happen.
Is it interesting?
No.
And I love your point about they should win because then maybe we'll change some things in baseball. But last night more information came out about baseball and TV ratings and how high the playoffs have been, up 30% from last year.
Wow.
Like the DS is the highest DS in decades. I mean, like huge television numbers right now. And these morons, idiots, simpletons, dopes, idiots, fools in baseball are talking about a work stoppage at this time next year. I have talked to so many people recently that are starting to understand that this work, like my neighbor got me yesterday or 2 days ago, Fred. He's like, hey, I got a question. I go, yeah, is it stadium related? He goes, no. I said, good. He said, because that may be happening sooner rather than later. He said to me, he goes, I hear baseball may have a work stoppage. I go, yeah. He goes, idiots. I go, yeah. I was talking to other friends of mine, our text, I was like, is this real? Like, and I'm like, yeah. They're like, how could baseball be that stupid? If baseball goes into any sort of work stoppage, whether it's a lockout, a strike, and even if it's during the off season, the perception is you're in a work stoppage. You guys are effing morons that run the game.
Mm. Yeah, tough. But yeah, I mean, last night, what is it? Was it Jackson Chirio? Is that who hit the home run?
Well, Muncy hit the one that I played. I don't know who.
Yeah, well, the Brewers hit a home run in the first
inning. Brewers were up 1-0 to start. Yeah, front row Amy was having herself a day.
And then Yamamoto, again, Dodgers, nearly perfect the rest of the game. Complete game shutout.
You're right. Yeah, I didn't even think about it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the first batter of the game, and then it was done.
It was
over. You're right.
One run, three hits, complete game shutout. Yamamoto, how you doing? 111 pitches.
See ya. Yeah, I mean, he threw over 100 pitches,
damn.
Too. How's that, nerds? Some nerd would have been running down there. Get him out of the game.
You're not supposed to do that.
Freddy Peralta, too. One of the better pitchers in the National League. Fast Freddy, man. 176 innings pitched, 220 strikeouts. 5-1 loss, Dodgers. And it's not even Ohtani. He's like... He went in the game last night, 1 of 20.
Ohtani's been quiet.
For now. And then they'll get to the World Series, and he'll go just completely off. So, yeah. Enjoy
it. And then Seattle in the World Series, most likely, right? So you got a West Coast World Series, Dodgers in Seattle. That's a cool World Series. I'm rooting for Seattle, man.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
I would love to see them win a championship. That would be kind of cool. Have we ever seen Seattle win? We saw the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl,
I guess. But the Mariners obviously have never done anything. I think America is going to be, they're going to show that map, you know, of who's rooting for who in the World Series. 49 states will be rooting for Seattle. One state will be rooting for the Dodgers, I would imagine.
California. Enjoy it. That's baseball, unless it changes. It's just going to keep happening. Coming up on the other side, Bob's kids are throwing him lingo that he doesn't quite understand. Do you understand this lingo as well? Not even Mac understands. No. Yeah, we'll get into that here on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What the hell was that?
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back here at Fesco and Dusty with Matt Corey as well with you.
What is this, a skating rink from the 80s?
It's tight.
This is the juice, baby.
This is the juice, man.
You're liking a juice.
I do.
Do electronic, groove, sick, swagger. Those are the descriptives.
One man, one desire. He sold tortillas down on the street.
You ever see that movie guy like on TV and see his face and you're like, oh my God, it's just weird because you're so used to him just being the movie guy that you actually see the guy.
Pablo Francisco, man.
Stand-up. Oh, that was so good.
Stand-up comedian. That's where I got that from. One man.
We had him in studio years ago. Yeah, he would do all that kind of stuff. It was great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger sells tortillas on the corner. You got to get down. What? Yeah. The tortilla. Stop it.
He was really good.
What happened to that guy? I don't know. Every time I saw his stand-up, he looked like he was looped on that Bolivian Bam Bam, which is slang for the cocaine. But, Bob, you've been, I don't know how you do it, man. Two teenage daughters, and I know this because I got a bunch of buddies that have kids not nearly the age of yours, but they're like 8 to 10, and you know now they do the broken heart.
Yeah.
You know that means that they're over you instead of the Taylor Swift or the Colts guy that always does the "This is our Colts." Now it's they look at you and then they break it. It means back, you know, get away.
Oh wow!
And then, when they do it, their mom Lindsay will be like, "Addy, stop.
Don't do that."
And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
But why do I let him do it?
I'm like, I don't know
what's happening.
So now every time I come over there, it's like, oh, Dusty's here.
Yeah, don't like you, right? But it's the new thing, and they're doing it, and they'll be on to something next week. I mean, that's just kind of the way that it goes.
You get blindsided, what, twice a night?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I mean, you know, or you're just at games, or you're listening to the kids talk, and you're like, I have no idea what this conversation is about.
Imagine you coming home, Jen Fesco is your mom. And she makes one of the most insane dinners you've ever had.
Well, that's not happening.
And again, put yourself in their shoes. And
they would be they would lose their minds. Mom made something good.
Or they'd be,
Mama, that burn.
What did that say?
Mama, that burn.
Mama, that burn.
Mama, that burn.
They would be singing her praises if she made something good. Like, they'd make a Broadway show if my wife cooked something good. Something good.
Hey, guys, mom's cooking dinner tonight. Why are there 4 orders of DoorDash?
BBL stinkies. Yeah, it all kind of started. Did I tell the DoorDash story on the air, or did I just tell you guys that one? So a couple months ago, I guess it was, DoorDash showed up at the house for this friend of my daughter's, right? And she's kind of been staying with us on and off because for whatever reason, her parents decided it was the right thing to move to Paola when they were sophomores and seniors in high school. Well, that's changed. They've moved back. It literally a month later, we can't do this anymore, right? And so her friend, was out of town in, I don't know, it was Wisconsin or Chicago or wherever it was. And all of a sudden, DoorDash showed up at the house for this friend of my daughter's. They're like, oh, and they're like, oh, cool, free food. Yay. We're like, damn, how? I mean, she ordered DoorDash to the house. She didn't know where she was, right? Ha ha, funny, funny. Weeks later, my daughter goes, yeah, you really thought she misordered that. She goes, you told me I was in trouble if I was going to order DoorDash. So I decided to have her order it and have a mistake delivery to the house. And I'm like, God, I can't even be mad about that. You know, I'm like, that's really good.
That's just clever.
I mean, it's just, it's really good. Like, congratulations. You won that one, right?
Yep,
I
mean, you got me.
You really outsmarted me on that one. And I'm proud of you for that. Really, quite honestly, I thought that was a boss move, right? And so I was texting my younger daughter about something. I go, send me the 10 terms or whatever you think, however many there are, of the top terms that I need to know and adults need to know from kids these days, right? Because this also is on the tail end of going to a middle school football game on Saturday and seeing the cheerleaders do, we want 6-7 more instead of, you know.
Love that.
Yeah, so the cheerleaders are in on it. So 6-7 is obviously the first one that comes up, which nobody knows what the hell it means, but everybody's walking around 6-7, you know, doing all that nonsensical stuff. And so the next ones are Riz. We know what that is, Riz, right? Because my daughter texted me, Dad has more Riz than Mom, and everyone knows it.
Riz.
So we got that one going for us.
Riz.
Sigma. Do you guys know Sigma?
I've heard this. I don't know what this is.
I stayed a lot of nights there in college.
Well, that's what I thought, too. I'm like, okay, what are we looking at? Sigma? I have no idea.
Shout out Tri-Sigs at UCM.
Do they say what the Sigma? Is that what I've heard?
I don't know. It's just Sigma.
I know Stigma.
Stigma, but not Sigma. S-I-G-M-A.
No idea.
Yeah, so I don't know what that one is. I remember looking it up, and it was like something that wasn't important to me, and I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. UWU.
That's an acronym.
Uwu.
Uwu, yeah. It's Uwu. Just like a love acronym, basically, is what Uwu. That is. You look it up, and it's like an owl with eyes or something, you know, ridiculous like that. Skibidi.
Oh, skibidi.
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 Skibidi. Yeah, skibidi.
Yeah, don't know what this means. I've heard this.
I do.
Have you used it?
No.
Okay, good.
I've heard any of this, okay. Besides Riz in a funny way.
Yeah, and 6-7.
Yeah, you're right. We do like 6-7.
Yeah.
6-7.
Yeah, that 6-7 hour is getting really good for us right now, right?
Yes.
41 is the next one.
Okay, what's that?
Don't know.
They just say that?
I have not heard that one, quite honestly.
Skibidi comes from a toilet? It's a series. Skibidi toilet. I'm dead serious.
See, that's the thing. You look this stuff up.
Skibidi is a nonsensical term from a viral YouTube series of the same name originating from the remix of a 2022 song. While it can be used as a meaningless joke, it also has become slang for something cool or bad.
Yeah. So cool or bad. Skibidi. Oh.
That's skibidi dog. It's like aloha.
Yeah. You want to go to Chick-fil-A? That's skibidi. Is it good bad, or bad? That, yeah, like
aloha means goodbye and hello.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So skibidi is the new aloha. I do like that.
I like that.
Hyperpigmentation.
Is that skin?
Just like look
your,
that up.
Your I mean, skin's
it's, yeah, it's like weird skin pigmentations or something. It started from a meme or something that, you know, led us to where we are. Mama that burn.
Mm hmm. That's got to be like something like that means it gets fire. Like, mama, that was good.
Mama, that burn. Or if you're an older gentleman and you're peeing. You
mama, know. That burn. Mama, that burn.
So that's good. Okay. Mama, that burn.
Mama, that burn. I'm assuming that's something good. Like if you make something good for dinner like Dusty does every night. Mama, that burn.
Yeah. Mama, that burn.
I don't even cur FR.
We all know what that means.
Mm-hmm. And then fine.
Yeah, fine S.
Yeah.
Spelled differently and probably pronounced differently maybe, but.
With an ite.
Yeah, yes, ite. Mm.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, that's a lot. That's foreign
and
language.
You're getting hit with that every night?
Well, I don't get hit with that. I listen.
Mm.
And I hear them.
The only way to kill it is to use it against them.
And then, you're using it out of context, and then they mock you, you know.
That's somebody, not even skibidi, dude.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And what's funny is, you know, obviously you're going to get people that text him, be like, I thought this was a sports radio
station.
Did
we get that? Did we get the good?
Well,
I'm glad
what's
we did.
What's funny is we got a guy that says, sports radio, ? That was at 7:53.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday at 11:25, his text into Cody and Goal was, graham cracker base ice cream with cookie dough tastes a lot like a snickerdoodle. Oh. But then comes in today with our energy with sports radio. Get the F out. Don't let the door hit you where the Lord splits you.
Graham cracker base ice cream with cookie dough tastes a lot like a snickerdoodle.
Kiss 753. My ass.
Sports radio. I'll tell you this right now, and I mean this wholeheartedly. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I love sports and I love everything, but my most important goal in this show is to be relatable to our audience. And I know there's a lot of you out there. I mean, shout out to Tyler Banker who sent me yesterday. We just happened to bring up a 6-7 conversation. He goes, my daughters were in the car and they figured I should send this video to you. And it was them cheerleading doing it. Yeah.
So I mean, like, we're all here with you. Like, we can give you Chiefs for 3.5 hours and we're going to give you 30 minutes of life because we know that you're all relating to this. When your kids come home, I'm like, Dad, your Riz is nice. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. Do they call you bro and bruh at your house too?
Because I
mean, that's, I mean, that, come on, bruh. I'm not your bruh. I'm your father.
Because, like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Somebody came in here today and says, 9 and 11-year-old boys, these new terms are killing me, LOL.
Yeah.
I have found out, though, if the parents use it, they don't find it cool anymore.
Okay.
The best way to kill your enemies is with your own enemies' tactics.
Yeah, it's true. No, it really is. I mean, you just go back at them with that stuff. But they look at me different. Like, if my wife started doing it, they'd be rolling their eyes. They look at me and they laugh.
They kind of think it's funny.
Like, we were at soccer yesterday, and the cheerleaders are there, right? My daughter's a cheerleader in the JV soccer game. So I started doing the cheers in the crowd, right? And my daughter's laughing, and all the other cheerleaders are like, look at your dad up there. If it was my mother or my wife... Be complete mom, stop embarrassing
cringe,
us.
Yep.
Yeah, total cringe if it was my wife. But I'm doing it. They're all laughing and having a good time. Some of the other moms started to do it, and they all kind of looked the other way. You know, like, come on. But me, I can get away with anything.
That's awesome.
Glazing.
Yeah.
We know that one.
All right.
Cookie. That's some fine, you know what. Sorry to disappoint graham cracker crust man.
Fine. Shh.
Eight.
Yeah.
Graham cracker crust man is very mad today.
Coming up, are you smarter than Bob and Dusty? Is the text line smarter than Bob and Dusty? Max can give out a number. Who guesses it first? Text line, graham cracker crust guy, or Bob or myself? You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.